According to Gailey, all USU classes will start in the green zone of the new color-coded classroom containment system and will have face-to-face instruction. If the number of active COVID cases in a class grows too large to contain, the class will be moved to the red zone and will be held temporarily through Zoom until faculty and students who are cleared can continue in person. To assist with keeping all students safe while also providing face-to-face classes, seating charts will be used if there are more than 10 students in a classroom.
Those are our two big goals: student safety and providing students and faculty with that normal face-to-face classroom experience that everybody seems to want, which I don't disagree with.
Gailey says there are many tools USU faculty and staff have to keep each other safe. In order to keep things going in a positive trajectory for fall, everyone needs to participate and respond to safety precautions.
We really need our students to help us keep this campus going and vibrant with in-person classes and in-person events. And the best way they can do that is partner up with us. Participate when case containment calls, keep each other safe, wear masks in closed areas when they're close to other people.
Gailey says those who have symptoms should stay home and the university will remain accommodating. USU is offering vaccination clinics and COVID testing. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.